If we can't go into old age, sickness, and death completely relaxed, we're going to have a very hard time, no matter what we've accomplished earlier in life. It's going to be of no use to us whatsoever when the body falls apart. Learn knowledge is of no comfort. Say we've won Nobel Prizes in peace, physics, and math, or something like that. It's not going to do us any good when our body falls apart. If we understand the workings of phenomena, it's not going to help us deal with the emotional burden of the depression of aging and loss of physical ease and comfort. And so, you know, no matter what age you are, you might as well start now. The only thing that can guarantee you that you're not going to be overwhelmed by what occurs late in your life is to really be rooted in basic knowledge. That's the best medicine. You know, when you have one of those little devices where your medicines are all lined up by the day of the week, the best medicine you can have is not in any of those little containers. The best medicine is in basic knowledge. That's what you really want to have when you get old or any other time in life. But especially, you know, with the old people really suffer a lot. I really see that this is the case. And it's really obvious if any of us take a moment to notice. But a lot of people, when they're old, they just don't have any kind of open forum for really discussing what's going on. They're either complaining all the time or saying everything's fine. You know, one or the other. And but they don't really have an understanding of what's going on and no way to really have a remedy that's soothing. And so the way that we can have a remedy that's soothing to us is to, earlier in our life, before we're old and disabled. Of course, we never know when disability will come, right? Can come at any time, just out of the blue. So there's no time like the present. Whatever we learn about what's going on with us, our emotions, our thoughts, our sensations, our other experience, that's what's going to govern us all our life unless we have basic knowledge. So whatever we've learned, that's what's going to govern us all our life. If we think that certain of our emotions are painful or bad, or certain thoughts are painful or bad, or bodily pains are painful or bad, that's going to govern us all of our life. If we can't bring basic knowledge to afflictive states, then afflictive states are going to rule our entire life. From the bookend of birth to the bookend of death. That's just the way it is. We must attain mastery over these afflictive states, or they will rule our entire life. And so the basic knowledge of the basic state is exactly what we have in order to not be governed by our afflictive states, whether they're mental, emotional, physical, or whether we perceive them to be internal or external.